Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Former Yankee, CC Sabathia, one of your people. You love CC, don't you?
No, of course.
Said Shohei Ohtani should be the MVP and not Aaron Judge.
Well, I love CC, but he's wrong.
How many wins does Judge have this year on the mound? No, none.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Checking in. These are your people. Not even they believe in your guy.
Well, then they just don't know what they're watching. That's just plain and simple.
Well, they played the game.
Obviously, he's not appreciating enough what Aaron Judge is doing.
Well, at least he didn't say Giancarlo Stanton.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Now that would be a correct statement.
All right. So let's get to it here. I thought I'd start with that because you're so touchy. And you are touchy. Remember, teams win championships, individuals go to the All-Star game.
You, sir, are my hero!
Tell me I'm wrong.
You are not wrong, no.
And Aaron Judge has how many?
None at this point.
Well, none. I mean, he has zero. He has as many as the most of the Twins roster. Except for Correa. This is not a conversation you were hoping to have.
What can I say? It's the Twins.
They have more championships on their roster than Aaron Judge has.
Cool. He's still the MVP. Because he has more home runs than half that team combined.
I knew I could say something to make you angry. And there you are. You're already angry 5 minutes on the show. Jason Campbell on the show today. Former Auburn quarterback. Neil Coulong on the show today. We'll talk about your guy, TJ Watt. Brad Nessler tomorrow, Ernie Accorsi on Thursday.
And we got our picks Thursday, too, day early this week.
Great reason to live. Yeah, we're leaving earlier on Friday. It's kind of a convoluted kind of trip. We're actually flying into Georgia, and then we're busing all the way over to Montgomery. It's like an hour and a half. Bus ride.
Based on what I heard today from James Franklin and your conversation yesterday with Mike Gross, so yeah, this seems like it's a haul to get to Auburn.
Well, in other words, they're going into Columbus, Georgia, and the reason they're going in there is that after the game, it's only a half an hour. So you'll sacrifice the extra time to get over on a Friday, but after the game, your ability to get out is cut way back. How about that?
Yeah, perfect sense.
Nathaniel Hackett, head coach, Denver Broncos.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
What the heck was that at the end of the game?
I didn't see it live, but obviously I've seen it on social media since I got up this morning. And I loved every second of Peyton Manning just trying to call timeout while he was watching it. Seeing his anxiety level just go right up watching that whole thing. I thought that was just great TV.
I mean, it's like you spend all this time in the off season preparing for stuff like this, and that's what you come up with? A 4-yard pick play? Really? I mean, come on. I don't know. I talk about this stuff all the time. And it is... I am amazed at times that with all the time that NFL coaches put in, and then they get to the moment and you're like, that's what you called? Really? That's crazy. All that to set up a 64-yard field goal? Yeah, the distance, by the way. But hooked it left. Oh, well. And so the NFL gets underway. It's just, I am amazed that you spent all that time in the offseason going over and over and over and over and over, and you got your little play sheet there, and that's what you came up with? Really? I don't know. Stuff like that confuses me. Oh, well. In the end, it doesn't matter. Denver won. Excuse me, Seattle won. Geno Smith actually played decently.
That was the second biggest surprise of the night.
Well, he didn't do anything adventurous. They did a good job of keeping him... You know, in other words, most of the plays were safe plays. And I think that was the key. You know, you didn't turn the ball over. Unlike Joe Burrow, who is like, I mean, Joe Burrow dropped his keys in the parking lot. It was like, bad. And it sounds like, Derek Barnett's out for the year for you?
He is, yes. It's a depth loss, but I don't consider it a major loss. He's a nice guy to have depth-wise, but he makes a lot of dumb mistakes. In fact, I think he's hurt the team more than helped them the last couple seasons. But still unfortunate to see him go down with an injury like that.
So you're rooting for him to be out?
No, I would never root for him to be out via injury. I'm just telling you, he hasn't played that well the last couple of years.
I see. And TJ Watt might be able to, he might be out 6 weeks. Which is better than what they thought. They thought he might be out the whole season. And Harris will be able to play this week. The Steelers, by the way, have the same record as the Eagles. You would never know that. If Matt were hosting this show, the Steelers would never get mentioned.
No, that's something I would mention.
You are locked into your teams. That's it.
Yeah, but it's a local team, so I'm locked in as best I can.
You never would have mentioned it. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We really were working on flying into to there, but that wasn't able to get done, so... Flights, are challenging. Hotels are challenging. Our hotel's about an hour from campus. I actually think they used to stay an hour from campus as well as the home team. You know, so there's some things that, you know, we're going to talk to the team about today just to be prepared for.
It's no big deal. Just fly in there, you bus over there, all right, boom, you bus in, play the game, bus over the airport, get out. It's all right. It's no big deal. That's the answer you expected from me, right?
Yes, but I also agree.
Right. So I got an email from Roger today. CBS timeout format Saturday. All breaks except for the end of the quarter are 2:20. I apologize now for stepping on any plays, handing things for you to read, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What did I respond?
Sure.
No problem. Okay. We'll make it work. Like, it's all right, Rog. Don't worry about it. We'll live. Okay. We are in a business, and I'll be frank with you about this, so everybody understands. We are in a business where people panic like that all the time and get mad about stuff. And it's like, really? Like, it's all right. Just make it work. Just make it work. Right? A lot of people in this business, too many. It's like, just settle down, jeez. Right? My father used to say, look, if you can't do anything about it, don't worry about it. You can't do anything about it, so I'm not going to worry about it. Right? It drives you nuts.
No, but it's a good philosophy.
But it drives you nuts.
Sometimes, but in this case, you're right. It is what it is. I've been in that spot before.
Just do the best you can. Nobody would know it anyway if I hadn't mentioned it. So, all right. And now you're mad at CC Sabathia for having an honest opinion.
I love CC Sabathia. I just think he's wrong in this case. That's all.
You are so absorbed in the Aaron Judge thing. you're fully absorbed. How about winning the title? Who cares who the MVP is?
Alright!
Again, I mean, are you going to keep that from Junior there if if he ends up with the Mets?
Oh, yeah, it'll be done.
Or he could re-sign with the Yankees and then pull the usual, gee, you can only play 60-game deal. You going to pull it then?
I would almost rather that than him go to the Mets or so, or anywhere for that matter.
I mean, he's been able to play all year. He's only missed four games. And those four games were probably to rest anyway. But, yeah. Got Jason Campbell in the next half hour. And then we have Neil Coulon. So we got a lot going on today. Once again, you have T.J. Watt, the Aaron Judge of the Steelers, out. Wow. Again, do you want to be that guy that everyone says, when he plays, he's great? But the preface is, when he plays. You want to be that guy? Do we need to get a GoFundMe page together for the suit?
That is a good question.
I mean, he was all up, you know, tied up in knots about Central Michigan. I told him how to do it. I told him how to do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure I did. I told him what airport to go to, the whole deal.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you. You can ask him. I told him which airport to go to, rent a car, and go. Can't live life in the fetal position. Thought I'd mention it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties, fabulous pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department, and they're always looking for more technicians. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Turn our attention now to former Auburn quarterback Jason Campbell. He joined us on the show a year ago. It's great to have him back here. Jason, welcome back.
Hey, guys. I've been doing great. Football season is here, and, you know, it feels like it's been a long time waiting. But then all of a sudden the first week goes by fast, and then next thing you know, it's 2 weeks that's gone by. So, you know, I'm excited. The football season is back.
How would you describe a Saturday in Auburn, Alabama?
Oh, I would say this, just like Friday night lights as far as like some towns where you feel like everything shuts down when a football game is going on a Friday night in a small town. That's how it is in Auburn. You know, Auburn is a really good place to live. It's a great college town, and on game day, everyone is tailgating. Everyone's pretty much at the game. or at a close bar near around, or you have people out tailgating outside the stadium during the game while they watch the game on TV. So it's a great atmosphere. It's loud on big games. And, you know, fortunately, this game is not at nighttime, because at nighttime it's really, really cool how they do the lights and everything. But yeah, it'll still be a great fall day for football come this Saturday.
What's it like to go through the Tiger Walk?
Well, it's different now. When I went through Tiger Walk, we didn't have security guards.
I know.
And I used to tell Tuberville when we got to the locker room, I said, Coach, I said, is there any way? I said, I love Tiger Walk. I said, but is there any way we can get the people to stand back a little bit? I said, I done took 4 or 5 sacks before I even get to the locker room. Like, guys just coming up, just pounding you in the chest. Let's go. And you just like, dude, chill. You know? So, around towards my senior year, we finally got around to having security guards that kind of had it roped off a little bit so people couldn't just be like right on top of you, pounding you in the chest and punching you in the arm, talking about let's go. So, but it's a great experience.
When you look at the job that TJ Finley has done through two games and then Robbie Ashford, what have been your thoughts from a quarterback's point of view?
Guys still trying to find their rhythm, still learning trust, just based off what I see from a standpoint of, you know, Robbie is an athletic guy, and of course he can utilize his legs. He's definitely an extension of the running backs, but he's also a guy that, you know, he can throw the ball, and you know he hasn't had a lot of experience of throwing the football because, you know, he's been out of high school for 2 years and he transferred to Auburn, so he just needs more passing experience in game-like situations. And then for as TJ goes, you know, TJ, he's not as mobile as Robbie, but he knows a lot more to offense. He's the longest quarterback on the longest quarterback under Harsin on the staff, on the roster. So, you know, he proposed more of knowing about how to get us out of bad plays and checks and different things like that. And, you know, he felt a lot more comfortable, I thought, in the second half of the San Jose State game than he did the first game and the first half of that last game. So, you know, hopefully he'll take some strides this week against a Penn State team that's, you know, has a really good defense, has Porter Jr. at one of the corners, who's a predicted first-round pick. And so we'll need our passing game to pick up. Our run game has been pretty good, but our passing game needs to pick up, and I think that's all about just trust when you have two different quarterbacks playing.
Yeah, TJ is long in two areas, one in tenure and the other one he's 6'7". That's amazing. I mean, he is a 6'7 quarterback. In any way, I mean, obviously he can see the field. Is there anything about a 6'7 guy where it hinders them?
Yeah, 6'7 is, like you said, you don't see many of them. I think him and maybe Jamarcus Russell, I think he was maybe around 6'7. But, you know, I can't think of many quarterbacks that's that tall. Most have been like 6'5 and under. But like I said, he's a little bit more mobile as a 6'7 guy than a lot of 6'7 guys. Most 6'7 guys play basketball. They out there with Bruce Pearl, right? Yeah, to be honest.
Right.
But, you know, he's trying to make a quarterback out of it. And like I said, the advantage he has, he can see on the offensive line. You know, he can see blitzes coming and still deliver the ball. So that's one advantage that he has. And I think that's what helps him out on fourth down situation when we have to go for it. I was telling someone in the booth last week, I said, it seems like on fourth down, he has a different sense of urgency. It's like he's dropped the ball or have to make some miraculous play for us to have a position to keep the drive going. And so far, he's been on point with those. It's just not taking those bad sacks because he's not as mobile, knowing when to have to deliver the ball a lot quicker than he probably wants to, because he know the guys can pee in their ears back and come back. So when you know that, you know you got to get the ball out of your hands, but don't take bad sacks whether you're second and long or third and long.
It looks like when he is in some semblance of trouble or needs something, John Samuel Shanker, his tight end, is the guy he wants to go to. When you played that position, was there a guy that no matter what, you like, you sat back, Jay, said, you know what, I need something here, I could depend on him?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When you see, you know, anytime you get blitz, zero, sometimes these teams like to do when they man across the board, you know, you don't have time to go through a first, second progression. You have to pick a side and say, okay, I know this guy can win, which is their guy. So I'm going to take my guy being better than their guy. And that's usually who you go out and target. When I was playing, you know, it was Courtney Taylor.
Yep.
You know, he was one of my biggest guys at that position when it came to, like, game on the line. You know, in the NFL, sometimes you feel comfortable with tight ends, Chris Cooley and different things like that. So, well, you understand the situation and you understand that, okay, they're bringing more guys than we can protect. You got to just take the best matchup. And, you know, sometimes week to week that can change based off if they're a corner. You couldn't port a junior on our best receiver.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's not a matchup. So then you may go elsewhere with the ball. So it's just knowing things like that as far as the quarterback position and studying the game that makes you understand on third downs and then red zone when a defense clamps on you in the end zone is another defender. The back line, you understand there's the room gets shorter. So I just think from understanding those aspects for Robbie and TJ is the next steps for them.
What makes Derek Hall, in your opinion, a special guy in that defensive side of the ball?
I think his understanding of the 34 defense, you know, it kind of fits him, his style linebacker, where he's able to kind of rush on the outside but also be a run stopper as well. He's a big physical guy. He's strong. You know, he definitely absorbs point of contact, the line of scrimmage very well. And I think it's just experience. You know, it's just that's one thing you can't teach is experience. And I think he has that. Kobe Wooten has that. You know, Owen Papo has that. You know, these guys have been around Auburn long enough now, understand the games and understand the big games. They understand this is a big game. It was a big game last year and everything. They understand this is a game that everyone expected them to beat San Jose State and Mercer. You know, that's not a shocker. But, you know, playing against a Penn State team that's, you know, they're trying to get back to their ways. They have an experienced quarterback who's back for his sixth year. So, you know, crowd noise is not going to be a big factor to him just because he's played in big atmospheres right before. So I think that's a situation that, you know, we just got to play sound defense and not have the bad penalties and different things.
Yeah, one guy, what about Cam Riley? It looks like in the middle he's really started to come on. Is that fair?
Oh, it reminds me of, I'm not sure if y'all know Carlos Danzy.
Yes, I'm very aware. He played against Penn State in the Capital One Bowl.
Yeah, so Carlos Danzy kind of reminds me of a Carlos Danzy. You know, he's very long. He's 6'4". You know, he has long arms. And, you know, that helps you in the passing game, the run game. And if you're athletic, it just helps you all over. And I just think from a standpoint, he's really, really coming on that linebacker position, you know, and taking over from McClain and everything. Yeah. I just think, you know, he's a guy that he just gets better. He's gained at 16 tackles in the first game. And, you know, last game he didn't have – you know, as many as he did the first, but, you know, at the same time, I think he's still a guy that's so athletic, you have to know where he's at all times on the field. And I just face it, the more he can get between the ears of knowing what to do, then he's going to be a really, really great football player for all of them.
How do you describe Tank?
Hard nose downhill. You know, he really resembles his name, Tank. He kind of, you know, is a one-back type of guy. When he gets the ball, it's one direction. It's downhill. You know, he tries to get there as quick as he can. You know, our other backs are a little bit more patient as far as, like, when it comes to reading the zones and cutbacks and different things. But Tank is a more, I want to get going downhill. If anyone's in the way, they're just in the way. You know, but he's a guy that's, you know, that basically describes him. And then also, you know, in catching passes out of the backfield. You know, he's gotten better at being a back out of the backfield that's been part of our receiving core, that you can get the ball in his hands early enough in open space. You know, he can get you 10, 12, 15 yards. So, you know, he's one of those guys who's getting better at that aspect and also in pass protection. But, yeah, Tank definitely describes his name. Just coming at you downhill.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is all of that. There's no question about that. All right. So, you know, we talked about the atmosphere around a game like this. Obviously, Alabama is it is the game. It is what it means. What does this game mean? Penn State's never been there. You know, Penn State's got a name, but we know that Georgia will play Auburn. We know Alabama plays them every year. Where does this game fit in the thought process?
Oh, we take all the game. I know everyone always says, you know, Alabama game is our biggest game, but be honest with you, anytime it's an SEC scheduled game or a Big Ten game or a Pac-12 game, we take all those games the same way. But there's so many different rivals within our conference, but, you know, we look at this game as another big game because, you know, Penn State is a tradition powerhouse when it comes to football. Auburn is a tradition powerhouse when it comes to football. And anytime you can get those matchups, you want to enjoy the moment and you want to enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, if I'm a Penn State fan, this is a game I'm putting on my bucket list to come to.
Right.
Because the atmosphere is going to be electric. You know, if you haven't been to Auburn before, been in big games, like you'll feel the energy. Tailgating would be awesome, and just the whole lead up to the game. And like I said, RVs. What's today? Tuesday.
So
RVs will start coming in this afternoon.
Ooh.
And people start trying to find their parking spots and places for their RVs, so they'll be there all the way through Sunday. So, you know, I remember when I played in Auburn, every time there was a big game, Tuesday afternoon, you started to see the RVs coming while we were out there practicing. And they just pretty much spend the next 5 days there. So it's a big deal. Like I said, there's no NFL teams in the state of Alabama. You know, Pennsylvania has Pittsburgh. But here there's no NFL team, so Alabama to Auburn is as big as it gets when it comes to the state of Alabama. So you best believe it's going to be a dynamic, electric atmosphere.
When you were playing, you'd be warming up before the game. Did you ever see the eagle fly? And if so, what's it like?
I got to see the eagle fly probably before. Before I started actually playing.
Okay.
You know, I was actually a recruit. I didn't actually get a chance to see the eagle fly again until after I finished playing ball. I kind of wish they had it where the players could be on the sidelines as soon as they do the national anthem and then have the eagle to fly. But they like to do the flyover, so I understand that as well. And so it's kind of an experience that I wish the players, even opposing players, I wish they could see it, because I'm the type of person, every time I played in a state where college or NFL, I want to take in the moment.
Yes.
You know, everything that makes that city special, makes that stadium special, I wanted to know, you know, and I wanted to experience it, you know, and that's a conversation piece. You know, you walk away like, man, that was kind of cool how they did this. And I remember when I played against the Steelers in the pros when they do Renegade in the fourth quarter. You know, that's kind of cool. So it's just different things that bring excitement to different college atmospheres. And like I said, you know, Penn State is great at what they do as well. So, yeah, I remember playing Penn State when I was in 2002. We played them in the bowl game.
I did the game.
That was a very windy game.
So yes, it was.
You had to run the ball like crazy. Tried to throw a ball, it just got cut out there. You know, what a great opportunity for Auburn and Penn State to get together and play, though. A lot of teams are scared to do that nowadays because of all the playoffs. Yeah. And hopefully this 12-team playoff will allow more matchups like this.
One final question, and this is not a political question, please. I don't go into political questions. Did you ever think your head coach would be a U.S. senator?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I did not. I knew he was a politician just based off practice. Because when we used to practice, I used to ask the guys, is Coach Tubby ever coach a position? Because he would always be on the sideline talking to like boosters and different people. Let's let them enjoy practice and call the players over sometimes to just, you know, sign an autograph for a booster or somebody that, they're just out there watching practice. You know, someone that came in town, a cousin or somebody, and just take a picture or something. But he was always, like, just getting to know people. So when I found out he was running for senator, I was like, why would you want to do that? I've been a successful football coach and everything, and politics seems like today doesn't do anything but just divide people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why would you want to get involved with that? Why not try to get involved with trying to be an AD at a school or something, or you know, get involved with things like that? I was just like, but, you know, he chose to go the political route. And, you know, now I don't know if he likes it or not, but I'm pretty sure he probably enjoyed his days on the sideline a lot better.
I agree with you. He probably did. Hey, Jason, thanks so much. Really appreciate it very much. And look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right, you too, guys. Appreciate it.
Jason Campbell. That last question, by the way, referred to Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. He was Jason's coach at Auburn, so, and now a U.S. Senator. All right, we'll take a break. Are we getting C.C. Sabathia on the show?
I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, you're not. You don't even want to talk to him, do you?
I'd bring him on.
Mad. No, you're mad. You're angry.
I just disagree with his statement for MVP.
I mean, it's just, it's all sacrilege to you. You can't go through life with hate. Not everybody agrees with you. Usually the officials don't.
Yeah, that's also true.
I worry about you. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
We didn't wait until this week to get started with it. We did it during training camp, but we really did it last week. The guys are looking at me like I was crazy, the staff and the players, like, you know, we went all silent count all last week in practice with, as everybody knows, you know, with the music as loud as possible. And everybody's like, well, we're at home this week. Well, you know, obviously, you know, we were starting our preparation a week ahead for that without telling anybody that's what we were doing.
I've been around the block. I knew what he was doing. And it was loud. I think it got up to like, I don't know, 100 or 110. All right. But, yeah, I knew what he was doing and why he was doing it. So the, Doug and I feel if we can get the suit of crop duster, we can get him to Central Michigan. What do you think?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
What do you think? I think it will work.
Whatever gets the job done.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to hurt Doug because I think he's excited about working with Adam. So,
oh, my almighty!
Who does Shikalimi have this week?
Unfortunately, they host Jersey Shore this week. Who's just been cleaning the clock of every team in this area.
And we all know over the years the suit has been very uncomplimentary toward Jersey Shore on the air.
That is correct. But at least Jersey Shore is coming here, and he does not have to make the trip out to Thompson Street Stadium. Because he's been a little tired. They've had a lot of travel the last couple weeks. They went to Mifflin County 2 weeks ago. Then I go to Central Mountain last week, so now they're home, finally. And now you got Jersey Shore.
So he drove 45 miles to a game. He's exhausted.
Well, I can't confirm that totally, but it seemed like it was.
I have no words.
I have to board op this game this week, too.
Okay. He's tired from driving 45 miles.
I'm just going by my own observations.
I have no words. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.